Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Don't Be Salty on Our Relationship. Grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered on tonight. My panelists ain't analysts, ain't sweating your confessions. Comedians answering light-hearted questions. Gonna tell you my thoughts that's on my mind. If you don't like it, don't be salty. Where's the salt you need on you? I said my aunt, yeah, you know this. Do you salty? Man, you so salty.
All of our relationships. I got a few guests on the line. Can't wait to talk to you guys. The subject tonight, I don't know if I told you guys what the subject is. The topic is sex, blah, stay or not. So I hope you guys are ready. Nobody shy, right?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, I tell you what, I just got one song to play, then I'm going to come back. We're going to roll through the introductions, and we're going to get started, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
What's going on, Zoo? What up?
I wanna know how we became so distant, girl. The way we fell in love, it was almost instant. I'm trying to find a way around it. Girl, tell me how you feel about it. You still love me, that's the way it sounded. Thank God I would've never found it. I doubt it, I'm there for you if you allow it. Girl, you know I gotta keep you around me. All this paper we counted, blazing these ounces. Spending on your baby no matter what the amount is. Now you wanna know what's got in there, tell me what's changed. I guess I had a hard time showing it at first, but baby, it's been that way. We become so distant, like I'm the one to blame in your innocence. I tried to make a way, make a difference, but some things don't change. I can't complain. I try not to think about you. What can I say? Every time I get near, I want that old thing better bring it to me. Gotta keep telling me what to do about you. Then she got jealous soon as she knew about you. She don't ever want to see her go through a round two. Cut her off, that what I'm doing now. You told me I should just go out and do my thing. Damn right, I'll do my thing. Now you wanna know what's got into me, what's changed. But baby, none changed. Baby, it's been that way.
Tonight, I'm so psyched because you guys all made it tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the way we do Don't Be Salty. Usually when I'm at a venue, we sit around the table, and I have salt shakers, and if you say something that we don't like, we throw some salt on your ass. We just throw salt on you. We really toss salt on you, but we ain't gonna do that tonight. I got a salt shaker, though. So, yes, I do. So if you hear something that sounds like this, wait a minute, where is my salt right here? If you hear this, that's because you said something real crazy. But anyway, who do we have tonight? Miss Jalia. How you doing, lady?
That's Jalia. Wayne.
You with us? Jalia Rain. Jalia. Now tell us what you got going on.
My name is Jalia Rain, and I'm an author and a poet. Of my first book is Gemini Project. It'll be coming out in October. And it's a book of, it's a book of inspiration. And I have three of them that's coming out. Just look for me. I have music and just a lot of good vibes. Spoken word.
Okay, cool. All right. I love spoken word. I do spoken word myself. Now, Jalia, you were telling me that your name has meaning behind it. Can you explain to us what your name means?
First of all, let me get the salt shaker and sprinkle it all over you, and I'll pronounce it right for you.
Okay. I do apologize, Jalia. You're real salty right now. I'm sorry about that.
It's pronounced Jalia. Jalia. Yes. Jalia.
Okay, Jalia.
It refers to the
and
art of...
And what does
of,
that mean?
Yeah, it's to refer to the art of music or of verbal artist. So
okay.
It's the role of singing and social account. It's a Mandinka term used in West Africa to describe a storyteller.
Okay, you
want to
come a little closer to your phone? Jalia. If you could come closer to your phone, and then everybody else.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
About why? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was saying it's Jalia. My name is Jalia, and it's spelled J-E-L-I-Y-A. And I got that term because I do spoken word, and when you speak, those words mean something. You got to know that you've been given a voice and a platform. And it was
okay.
So powerful for me, and I looked up why in the village of West Africa they had leaders, people that the praise singers, the worshipers, the song praisers, the people that told the story, and they're called Jalia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. So you're not afraid to speak about sex tonight, are you, Jalia?
No, that's natural.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Nature.
Okay, cool. All right. Next up, we have Miss Tovia Spain. Tovia, where you at?
I'm right here. How you doing?
Hi, good. Tell us about what you have going on and what you do. Tovia's an actress. Tell us what you do, Tovia.
Well, I'm an actress and also I'm an interviewer. Every Thursday night I'm at the Cabana Lounge where I interview comedians. And then also I have a co-starring role on a TV show called, web show, Sunday Service. And I have a series of skits about to come out.
Okay, cool. All right, how long have you been in the industry, Tovia?
Well, my parents said all my life, but about 2 years.
Wow. Okay, that's commendable. We love it. Next up, we got West Coast in the house. West Side. Cal, you there?
I'm here.
Cal Hamilton is in the house. Cal, what projects do you have going on?
Right now, after this, I'm about to go hit the Comedy Store. I've got a couple shows later. Just getting back in town. Just went to Sacramento, hit up a couple comedy shows. Came back a few hours ago. Just grinding. I got everything going
on
for the month.
Now, you just left ATL, a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I was hosting a summer jam down there and then in Albany as well, so. Definitely so.
Wow. So you all
definitely.
All right. Thank you so much, Cal, for joining us tonight. And last but definitely not least, Mr. Corey Zooman Miller is in the house. Hey, Corey.
What's popping? What's going on? Let's talk about some nasty stuff.
How you doing? Thank you so much.
I'm ready.
I missed that. What did you say?
Let's talk about some nasty stuff.
There he is. There he goes. Yeah, dude.
X videos pulled up and everything. What you need to know?
Well, look, this is what I want to know. Okay, so the question is, if the sex is blah, are you guys saying or not? But what I want to know, what is good sex? That you got to determine what good sex is in the first damn place. So what do you guys say is good sex?
Ladies first?
Ladies first.
Okay, ladies first.
Ladies first.
Well, I'm going to say when you feel like you can pay their bills and you don't mind, that's some real good sex. That's the wrong kind of sex.
Wait,
good sex
is
when you
do.
Tovia.
That's what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's
your
damn sauce.
The dog for you.
Because I ain't paying nobody damn bills. I don't care how good that damn sex is. No.
I've never had a sex that good, but to me,
look,
in my mind,
look,
good sex is maybe gonna pay the bills.
For that one, I need to use my salt shaker that guy. I use a salt shaker that got that base in it for that one.
Good sex. Hey, that good sex? You talking about good sex?
Yeah, who's at the corner store right now at
this
the bodega?
This is Jalea at the table.
I know, but somebody got a whole background going on.
I don't know who that is.
Who's watching TV and on the radio at the same time? Okay, so what is good sex, Jalea?
I said good sex is that. Good sex is that type of sex that says, both of y'all will be saying, can I have some more like we did it before? Our bodies entwined, soul, spirit, and mind. Come on, baby, can I have some more? That's that good sex.
But see, okay,
that's
cool, but you got to tell me in detail because anybody could just want some more. I mean, you know. Give me some details. Cal, give me some details. What is good sex?
What's good sex?
Yeah.
Everything they didn't say.
Oh.
I don't need to intertwine or wine. I just need to get it from behind. No.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Good sex is when a person can sex you intelligently. Also, you gotta be able to sex someone. Yeah, and sex their mind. It's not only a physical thing.
No. We ain't talking about.
When you can do all that
the
whole way around. Yeah. Yes, sex. Good sex, not boning.
Okay, so now Zooman said something else. What'd you say, Corey?
I think it's all relative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody out looking for something different. So
right.
I think good, you know, it's like in the eye of the beholder, but it's, you know, it's maybe about three different layers finding a connection. A connection. You ain't got no connection. You ain't got nothing. So it might
be
a physical connection. It might be a spiritual connection. It might be a mental connection, an intellectual.
Yeah.
But if you can find one good lane, that's great sex. If you could find all three or four,
oh man,
you need to be down at Zales looking at rings.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah. I jammed that up. My ex had all of that, and I still can't. I can't watch porno without her being the damn high watermark for everything I'm watching.
Wow. Mm. That was
what
some
did
good
you do?
Damn sex.
Dang. What did she do?
Well, the head was abnormal.
Wait.
Get your salt shaker.
I thought we were talking like grown-ups. That's what y'all called me for.
What'd she say?
Well, she, I'm not a fan of theatrics so much. Some dudes that might be enticing is the fantasy part. I'm more like the athletic. Mm-hmm. I like the athletic approach to execution and don't do stuff. Don't look at me. What are you looking at me for? I don't know. I don't have nothing to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Do the thing. Do the thing. Focus. You should be locked in. When I'm down there, I ain't even thinking about you. I'm down there working. I ain't looking up to see. Mm. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will tell me if I'm doing it right or not. I promise you, if you start growing feet in your butt, crawling back.
Yeah, that was my audience clapping at that. Yeah.
Little nasty talk.
Does everybody agree with that?
That's very agreeable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's agreeable. Definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
somebody
yeah.
don't agree too much. Somebody said, eh.
There's nothing wrong with a little looking.
So, wait, y'all got quiet on me. Don't get quiet on me.
Well,
Corey's saying it's like a whole list of things, but then, see, that's why I wanted to get details on what Tovia and Jalea were saying because, you know, do you feel like it has to be a list of things? Do you feel like you have to connect on that mental level in order to support to be good? Because we know, like, sometimes guys think differently than females and vice versa. So
yes,
could
really
it be
do.
Just like you think you do have to?
Yes, because guys are visual creatures and women are emotional creatures. So
exactly.
you got to look at the timing and the why. Just like you said, why are we attracted?
Mm-hmm.
Is it incompatible? Are we compatible? Are we emotionally compatible? Are we physically compatible? Because sex, at the end, is not all you can have in a relationship. It's got to be more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me throw this little monkey wrench in there because I play the devil's advocate. Do you have to be in a relationship to have good sex?
No. Then it wouldn't be unmarried women. I mean, of course you can have good sex with somebody you're not in love with. Sometimes that's the best sex.
So
you're not thinking about too much.
You ain't attached, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you.
At the center of the act, though, you know, even if there's emotions involved, at the center is something primal. It's the dance. It's the dance of creating life. Somewhere in you let go. You let
that's
go,
right.
and that other
mm-hmm.
person let go. Now, if you're not connected to that, that ain't got nothing to do with it being there.
Right.
So you created an energy in the room that's supposed to create a life.
That's right. I keep saying
and
that
so,
because you've hit points.
Yeah.
That's right. Energy and creation and release. We have released energy, which that's what we are, beings that release energy. Each soul, once you release your spirit and soul, you have released your spirit and soul into that person, period.
Right.
And that release is supposed to come at a natural time. So you can't go spilling your soul everywhere. That's why you have all these diseases and in the mind or crippling in the body or things that plague you. You know, you got to know that. He made a point. Good point, my brother.
You know one of the worst diseases to catch?
What's that?
Feelings.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shoot.
What I mean, though. This is what I mean. when people are actually chasing their primal nature to do something about that void they feeling, so I think I'm going to fill it up with these endorphins releasing. I think
these
I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
You might not be checking the hedges and the grass for boogeymen and stuff like that. So you done opened up the whole channel of your soul in front of this person who ain't.
Sure.
They don't care about your soul's existence. They just want to.
Okay.
So
now let me ask another question, because I completely understand where you guys are coming from. But say you do connect with somebody mentally and, you know, spiritually, whatever, and then you go to have sex, and then the sex just ain't good. Is that possible? Because I'm going to tell y'all, I really try to stay biased, but I'm going to tell y'all right straight up, that is possible. So, but what do you guys say?
See, I've never experienced that. If I have a connection with somebody, I usually have a connection with them all the way around.
Wait, somebody got
their
phone on mute. Okay, what's that?
I said usually if I have a connection with someone, I have a connection with them all the way around. So I don't know, that's a hard one. Like, you know, you can start off with somebody and it be instant chemistry, but it has to be something there to continue it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, exactly.
Okay, I didn't hear. You said it has to be chemistry what?
I think somebody's radio is on.
Why is that radio on?
Wait, you know this is a black show because you got all this going on in the background. Okay, I heard you say something about there has to be chemistry. What happens about the chemistry?
Meaning, like, I never had the experience of having chemistry with someone and waiting and then it was bad at the end. Like, I've never experienced that because I automatically assume, or maybe I just in my mind think it's good, but if I have chemistry with them, it's usually all the way straight good.
Okay, so you're saying that it usually is just good no matter what?
Yeah, if I have chemistry with them.
Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah, chemistry.
No.
If you had chemistry, like, you know, mental, whatever, and then you go and you do the physical thing, and the physical just was not there.
No,
that's
not a problem.
We
can't do that.
I think I've been in that place.
I guess I'm just too picky, huh?
I think I was more embarrassed for them to see that primal side.
Because
we was connected in a different place. And that primal side is where I get rah. And that might put in jeopardy this other part we got. And it just didn't connect. It, somewhere in the moment, we was like, okay, we ain't got to do this again.
Okay. Well, Corey's being real about it. Okay, cool.
I learned from women. I learned from women. When women don't like a dude they've dealt with, they will not deal with him again.
Yeah.
Right.
In that regard, I do agree with that. Have bad sex with a woman. Guess who ain't getting called back?
You got that so damn right.
She could be broke down on the side of the road and you a mechanic. Like, I am not calling Charles.
You are right about that. I ain't going to even lie.
I'm not calling Charles. Charles and his little sausage.
Cal got quiet. Cal, you what do you think about that?
I'm just agreeing with I'm agreeing with exactly what's doing, man. He nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't calling Sausage Charles ever.
Right.
Hey, man.
Right.
There's a. Go ahead.
What were you saying, Zoo?
Oh, there was a sister that we had connected in a bunch of other ways, and the physical attraction was always there. And when we finally did it, like, something happened with my daughter at the school, and I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there, and it wasn't the best performance. I can't say I got a standing ovation. I cannot find this person. I can't find her nowhere. Not Snapchat, no Instagram, no AOL, no Black Twitter,
no
nothing.
She was like, uh-uh.
And I
ain't
trying
to have that happen again.
She's off the grid.
Here's the bad part. I'm in more times than most. I'm a great performer in that area. I'm a performer, mm-hmm. and I don't stop being a performer when I get there. And I'm a Libra, so I really do care about what's happening over there with you. So when you get a bad report and you're not used to it, I didn't want to touch nobody. I didn't want to touch nobody for like weeks after that. I was like, I'm bad at this.
So, in other words, he's out somewhere in the universe slinging mud all over your name, huh?
Man, I'm Mr. Charles.
Oh,
that's gold.
Those type you just need to forget. Period.
Let me tell you about that time with Zoo when he came over him.
Girl, he ain't shit.
I want to see the references. I want some references to be like, hey, could you tell her that don't be happening?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, look, let me ask you guys this. Has it ever started off good and then somewhere down the line things done change?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope he ain't
listening right now. Who said
hallelujah?
Yes.
Yes.
Why
do
you say hallelujah?
Yes.
Why do you say hallelujah? And how long was it before that happened, before change started happening?
I was with somebody for 6 years. And I swear the last 2 years,
it was
4. Yes, and the last 2 years was terrible. It was like he was begging.
Oh, wow.
It was like, oh.
Wow.
So,
terrible.
You
what
know,
happened?
What do you call terrible?
He had lost weight, and I don't know if he cheated behind my back and got with somebody and she taught him the wrong thing, but boy.
That lasted
that
for 2 years?
It was, if I could, oh, Lord, I hope he ain't listening. I'm sorry. But anyway, it was just weird stuff. I don't know if he held his weirdness for years, but it's just like, it got, like, brain.
Wait a minute. Let's back up here. You said he started getting weird.
Weird. Like, weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he was talking to somebody. Somebody was teaching him that shit.
Yeah, she's saying
like,
she's
it
here.
Was just, like, who taught you that? What? I was even like, what pornos you looking at? Because I need to show you the right one.
Hell no.
Nah. You nailed it. He was fucking around with somebody.
Yeah. He just lost interest in you.
You know
he lost interest in you.
He was begging. He was trying new stuff and he liked it. And I'm like, yo, I don't like that. Like, it was.
I'm excited. Whoever the hell he was with, they like that shit.
And
yo,
he liked it, too.
He got his name tattooed on her ass now.
you know a mistake that a lot of men make is...
What's that?
Men carry habits from one woman to the next as opposed to learning each individual flower.
Yeah.
It don't work
to
learn
individual flowers.
Some women want you to go crazy. Some women to be like, hold on, where you going? Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Take the same thing. You got to find out what, if you know, different person you're dealing with, you got to find out what they like.
It started off that's like a, pinky and ended up like some Mormons. Like, what is this? What's going on?
You were like,
right,
what
now,
happened
listening?
Here?
Like, wow. I need to be give you and your jump off a lesson because y'all messing
okay,
up.
Okay, let me ask you this: was that what kind of ended it? Was that the final, thing that ended it, or was it going to end anyways, or did that help the relationship to end or stop?
Well, my fiance, who I've been with for 12 years, he became my jump off, and let's just say I was straight.
Okay.
Oh.
Can I ask a question?
All right,
we doubled that time, and it doubled better. Like, yes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so who said everyone asked a question?
That's me, Zoo. Did he become the jump off because dude got bad at it?
Right.
Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
Lord.
I mean, I'm only
yes,
saying that
yes,
because
yes,
I,
yes,
I,
yes,
I've been the
yes.
cleanup man before, and we got to listen to all the stuff this dude wouldn't do right,
mm-hmm.
didn't care about.
What?
Oh my God, he don't even do this. Oh my God,
mm-hmm. Where you been? I went to the now the fiance's house to borrow some sugar, I think. And he had on some boxes on, and his body was ripped. And it was just like, oh, Lord.
You know what? Oh, my God.
So I've been with him for 12 years.
And all the stuff was on boxes, girl.
Right. But thank God he wasn't bad. Oh, my gosh. It would be like two bad ones. It was like, oh, Lord. I would have been a lesbian now. Sorry, Mommy. I would have been
so
a lesbian.
So you was in a weakened state.
Yeah. Oh,
so
Lord.
Let me ask you this, Tovia. If it got better, would you stay?
No.
If it got better, would you end up staying with him?
Well, after like
even
the
after?
Fourth bad time, it was too late. It was just like
it was too late.
He was like my brother, but it was like gross. It was like we good.
Oh hell no. Oh, hell.
I remember the last day. That it was monumental. It was like, Lord, I ain't touch you no more. Let me give you your guilt.
You know what?
Come over your mama house.
I'm laughing because been there, had that happen. And I've told the person, nah, you know what? You got to the point where I look at you like family now. And then
got mad. Are you with your family?
That's the word.
What up, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, you'd rather be broke up with in front of your grandmama than to be demoted to, you know, I mean, we like brother and sister.
Like a brother?
Boy, stop talking
incestuous. That's the one. You know what? And they hated that when I said, you're right, because they hated that. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it was. It was just like, okay, we got that other connection. But you know what? I'm not feeling this end of it anymore, so I'm good.
That's fun.
Take that nah. God bless him.
God bless him. What a horrible place to be.
Well, look, I'm gonna hit you guys with one song, and I'm gonna come right back with the second half of it. I'll be right back. Y'all still with me?
All right. Yeah.
You're here.
All right.
Think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But we in love. Where my baby go, I go. There's no better feeling, you know, when I'm next to her for sure. It's like I'm out there, hey. Get this off my chest. I think I know I love you. I swear you're the best. Been saying all day, hey. Hey, get off my chest. Oh yeah.
Hey, and we are back on the Don't Be Salty show, all about relationships, talking about sex is blah, say or not. So far, it seems like if the sex ain't hitting, y'all kind of out of there. Am I right or wrong?
Unless you married, you know, if you married, then till death do we part, and bad sex ain't
uh-huh.
death.
There you go.
But that was a question.
Yeah, that was a question I had, Zoo, is like, even if you are married, you know, some people feel that sex is like a priority and they're still out of there. So you're saying that you should stay regardless?
If you married, you know, it's the art of the deal now. Y'all got to negotiate your way through this. That's what marriage is. That's you saying
that's right,
to this
yeah.
person, whatever come our way, we both going to tackle it together.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Even sex not being good. We're going to have to figure this out.
That's right.
That's why I'm not married yet.
What if, okay, now this is what I have heard is that when people get married, there's like, you know, that ongoing, I don't know if it's like a joke or whatever, but that ongoing feeling that, okay, after a certain amount of time, the sex stops. Or the sex just, you know, doesn't get, you know, better. Or, so do you think that sex
I think
is
maybe
like
one
wine,
partner.
It gets better with time, or it gets like, huh?
I think maybe through time, the longer these people who've been married 50, 60 years, maybe through time, you know, one's fire has twanged, the fire and the desire, you have to find that passion in the relationship. You know, through time, one might have lost that passion during that time, but
okay.
But it's still there. You know what I'm saying? So you might not have sex over a period of time due to a lack of passion, and you have to find that. You have to find your way, and you find that through counseling, communication.
Uh-huh.
But you both got to be willing. You both got to be willing.
So you're saying that you're still connected, but sometimes that little fire, that sexual fire, might go out. But you got to find a way to keep it burning.
Right, because when you know that person, you know that person. You pull all the masks off. You don't have. You got them to the core. You got the root of that person you married. So you don't have any more masks or facades. You are pure before that person, and that person is pure before you. So why you need to go out there and play with all the masks and all this? It's too much. It's too much. Stay with what you got.
Okay.
Work with it.
Okay. Now look, I got a caller who has, I'm not sure if it's a question or an opinion. You guys ready for this caller?
Yes.
All right, let's see what they got.
Hi.
Hey, caller. You are on live at the Don't Be Salty show. We're talking about sex is blah, stay or not. Have you listened to the conversation, and what do you think?
I've heard part of it, the marriage part, I agree, but if you're single and the sex is blah, you're single. So you get to explore other options. That's what
you're
I'm going to stick with right there.
There you go.
So you're married
when you're single.
Right. So you get your free pass to get the hell out of there, right?
You have a free pass depending on your connection for the conversation and depending on what it is. If it's medical, of course, there's a little allowance. But, again, you're single, you have different set of choices. If you're married, mm-hmm. you're kind of locked in there and you have to go with being married first.
Okay, I beg to differ a little bit there to the caller. This is Jalea. When she said medical and connections right there, I say that you have one life to live. You came on this world by yourself, you don't leave by yourself.
I agree.
So,
I agree, but my only thing is when you commit to being married.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the single side.
Oh, on the single side, I'm with you on that one. I'm single. I have you right. We didn't make that connection. If we would have made that connection, if you thought enough about everything about me, we would have made that connection. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have no problems on whether or not your sex went down or not.
Yeah,
we
gotta go.
Connect.
Tell them.
Okay.
That was aimed at somebody specific. That was aimed at somebody. Tell them. That was targeted right there. That was out. That was from Mr. Charles right there. That was Mr. Charles.
Y'all,
if we would have
said that,
what he
playing his single white.
Hilarious.
You see what I'm saying? The smart men get married because they know after a while it stopped working a certain kind of way. It ain't 18 forever.
Well, that's the reason to get married.
You got that right.
You need to be with her. She's going to wash your back.
Hey, can I add something to the marriage part?
Yeah.
When you were talking about the loss of passion, a lot of, I'm going to say black people because it is us. The food you eat in is affecting how you feel.
Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said that, dude, when I was down there.
Every day, all day. So there are men who aren't performing the same. Because their diets ain't worth a crap, and their body is starting to tell them.
They get what women are out.
I mean, change that diet. Like, that's a part of it, man. Your health is a big part of what you'll be able to do down the road.
Yeah.
And if you plan
that's
on
so
being
true.
With her in a marriage, yo, change that diet. Stop eating wings all the time.
I agree.
Right.
Then you became a vegan, right, dude?
You can't eat the bad food, and you can't drink the bad drink. Get better liquor in your system.
Alkaline water. It's the truth.
Alkaline water. That's right.
Alkaline everything.
I want to thank my caller.
Well, I can't afford everything
caller,
alkaline.
Do you agree with all that?
I'm good. Everybody, we're on the same page.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Peace
thank you,
blessings.
Caller.
All right, you all take care.
Peace
all
and
right. So that's interesting. So you guys feel that if you are married to that person and their sex is just like out the window, like in a bad way, that you gotta work that out and figure it out and make and just deal with it.
Find a new intimacy. Find a new intimacy.
There is to a certain degree though. Like,
mm-hmm.
you could be in a marriage where the sex is being used manipulatively, used or not used manipulatively, you know, withholding sex, or you know what I mean. That becomes a. Do we need to stay married? Because you know this is affecting me. This is killing our connection. We can't be in the same
mm-hmm.
house. You barely touch me. There's no affection. You know those things can fracture it to break it.
That's when counseling come into play. Counseling and, you know,
but what if the person
doesn't
want to do counseling?
If a person doesn't
right.
want to do counseling, they don't want the marriage.
Well,
they don't want the marriage.
Counseling
is communication. It's hard to get black people to go to counseling, period.
Exactly.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
That's like, we run from that.
But they're telling you, they don't want it. You know, if I don't want to talk about it, if I don't want to help myself and I don't want to help you, then I don't want this.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of cases where people did not want to go to, you know, get some counseling or whatever, you know. So,
you wind
and
up
then,
the
you know, they
take. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay, somebody brought up a point. If you're married and then the sex just stops, okay, so how do you deal with that? And let me before I get into that, I forgot to ask
stops.
How many people are married on the panel or have been married? Do I have anyone that's married right now?
No.
Oh,
no.
I heard crickets.
I'm not.
Okay. Has anyone been married? And I'll start off. I was married twice.
I was married also three times.
Okay. Okay.
Never been married.
Cal, you ever been married?
I've never been married. Not even engaged. So.
No. It sounds like you just chilling. You ain't trying to go that route.
I'm trying to go into a marriage where I'm okay. I'm not trying to go into a marriage where I'm not okay, you know. I want to bring more to the table. So I'm just, you know, trying to do it right. You know, I'm not trying to go in wanting anything. I want her to bring hers and let me bring mine.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go into
a marriage where you even have this come up, sex is blah. You don't want even nothing like that to even rear its ugly head.
Right. Right. But I'm meeting a lot of women now who talk about they've been damaged so much that they're not having sex until they get married.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a lot of damaged women out here who's been damaged by wrong guys, and by the time they hit mid-30s or 30, they're through. And then by the time they're through, we can date, but we're not going to have sex until, you know, I'm like,
Okay. But look, what if you agree with that, and then you get married,
right,
and that person isn't as freaky as you would like, or they just, they like a cold fish in the bed or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do then?
I think you can change it. I think if she likes you, she'll conform.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't start off as a freak. So I think, like, you move into it, you gradually help her out. If she don't want to help out, then you got to do it.
She might not know. And if you realize the bed is not defiled, so sex with you and your husband, it's all open. Of course, each one of you will go.
Yeah, but what if that person? Because I'm just kind of spitting out stuff that I've heard happen before, like real life. You know, they get married, they waited to get married, and then the wife was still trying to act like she just wasn't all into that. You know, whatever. Even though they married.
Right. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Wait, somebody is in the hallway of a building, and.
Not me.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Somebody is.
Well, she has to realize, I mean, you got to take marriage seriously, first of all. And you got to know that you're giving yourself to that person. So your body is his, just like his is yours. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And you got to know who you're marrying. Who are you marrying? Did you know this person?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. You know, a lot of people are good actors. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's why the horses happen.
Actors.
People change.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You can be with somebody one way and they change up on you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now let me ask you guys: do you think age matters in all this? You think it matters if somebody's, like, young, like in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, or older? You think does sex have, like, more of a priority depending on what age you are?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's like having a car. Over time, that car is not going to have all of the latest things in it. And if you're the type that like the latest things,
what you call those cars that they keep in pristine condition, all wrapped up?
A classic. Lease to purchase. He want a lease to purchase.
That's
you won't have no problem. And
because you get your oil changed regularly.
Hey. You want to talk about?
So you're saying that as they get older, Zoo, that things are going to go downhill a little bit? That's what you're saying?
We all know this to be true on both sides of the fence, men and women. So if you act like that day ain't coming and don't do nothing about it.
Women get better as they get older.
Right.
It's been proven.
Do something about it on the way. If you see it. Fellas, you see your stomach starting to get out there, go do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there and be like, I'll be all right.
Right.
Women like fat belly dudes. They like fat belly dudes, but they don't like having to look for your medicine.
Stop.
Get your sick fat butt out my bed. Get your sick fat butt out my bed.
Love breaking it. My bed.
Yeah. Rick Ross stop wings every day.
So look, so if that was the case, you know, and everything wasn't as good as what you wanted it to be, would you try to help that person and be like, baby, you know, maybe we should try this tonight or maybe we should do that? Would you guys, like, you know, say you weren't married to them, would you still put in that effort trying to get them to, you know, be a little better in the sex game?
Yeah.
You put in the effort. How long?
I'm going to try.
You would? Or would you just, like,
yeah,
give them a whole bunch of wine and just have your no, I'm just kidding.
There's a part of us that responds naturally to people we attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And even in silence, you still reading signals from that other person's body.
True.
They go reaching and they a little bit reserved, or if they lunge at your ass like, yo, come here. You know what you're dealing with.
Be ready to swallow your whole head down and your
You be like, hold up.
And all that.
Wait, hold up. My shoe is stuck in my jeans. Wait.
Oh, my gosh.
You know that energy when you feel it, so it's going to be there.
And
that,
yep.
that primal
and everything
energy.
Everything else is a mask. Everything else is a mask. You know when it's
That's
real
true.
And you know when it's a mask.
That's true.
That's true.
That's
mm-hmm.
what that third eye for. Right.
Women are a little bit more open about it. Women are
about
a little bit more open
about
it.
What they want or
about
what they like?
When they sense that lack of connect, women be like, no, let me find my way about it. It's, dudes will figure it out. Like, that ain't that bad. I'm still trying to get it.
You know what, you're right.
Yeah, the girl just fought three girls in the parking lot. She done yanked out her purple hair and spit in the officer face. And you still at the Waffle House tomorrow. So you trying to still come back to the crib? Yo, good.
Right.
Oh.
That's true.
I've seen
that happen.
Oh, you said you seen that happen?
Yeah, I've seen that
so
happen.
Let me ask each one of you. Before we start winding the show down, let me ask you guys, what do each of you, because at the beginning, I know the ladies were like a little vague, but are there specific things that, not mentally, I'm talking about physically, are there specific things that make good sex? What do you guys say?
Yes. A good hand rub. Start with the hand.
Okay.
Just touch. A touch. The way you touch me. Touch. Your energy. Just touch. You could just do a 24 hour. Just we could just touch one day. And then just test games. Touching first. And then the next day is just tasting. And the next day is just, you know what I'm just saying? Without the physical intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, and then the climax of it all. You know what I'm saying? But just the senses. Explore my senses. There you go.
I'm
okay,
throwing
so
salt.
You're saying work
I'm throwing salt. I'm throwing salt.
Why?
Just because the lady just said, we're not talking about the other parts. We talk about physical and you dancing. What you like done?
Look,
he threw salt all over you.
He did.
You
he
know
got
what?
Me.
Yeah, and you know, and I should tell you.
You did.
Me too. I'm taking notes. Hell, you
like,
know how to pen and paper down.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Cause I, The sister knows something about energies, and I just want a little more information on how to maneuver them energies. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, she got that Erica Badu energy.
That's all I'm saying.
Now, look, I got
Come
a
on.
Caller. I got one more caller. My callers are scared. I got a lot of people that are texting me. They're listening to the show, but they're scared to call in, but I got a brave caller. Caller, you are on the line on the Don't Be Salty show. Thanks for being brave tonight and calling in. We're talking about sex is blah. Do you stay or not? What's up, caller?
How y'all doing? I'm Saint, creative director, owner of Saint Entertainment. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Saint. He's a panelist when I'm at the venue. What's up?
Hey.
Nothing much. I decided to take some time away. I'm on a set of a video shoot right now, so I decided to step away for a minute and check in with Racine and you guys for a while.
Cool. So do you, Saint, if the sex no good, What do you think? Do you think the person should stick around, or you think they should try to make it better, make it work, or are they out of there?
So, like, what's the situation or what's the scenario?
Well, I mean,
is there a situation or scenario with it?
We're saying that if you're married, you make it work, but basically, if you're single, that's your path to get your ass out of there.
I mean, if you are married and the sex is at this point, it shouldn't be about the sex. You know what I'm saying?
Dang,
you should be with that person for other things and other reasons. So even if they're lacking in that, they make up in the other characteristics. Plus, you stick around and see if you can, help them spice it up a bit, do some more. And I think that may be what I came in on, where the lovely lady was speaking of energy and touching her in different ways. So I definitely believe in that, and touching in not only just physically, but spiritually and emotionally and things like that. So I don't
think
sex is bad. That's not a reason to jump ship.
Yes,
okay,
brother.
Okay, well,
very
cool.
Good,
thank
my
you
brother.
So much for calling
yes.
in, Saint. We appreciate
thank you.
It.
No
thank
problem,
you.
No problem at all. Thank you guys so much. Let me go ahead and get back in here because I'm
all right,
ready.
All
so.
Right, thanks all for calling
right.
in.
I'm glad
all
you guys right. Thank you.
Okay, that's cool. Saint said he agrees with the mental, but I still want to know. I got touchdown, touch and tease me. Touch and tease. She got case on her mind. What is
okay.
next? What else? Physical. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be straight up. When I go, when we about to do what we're going to do, my kids are somewhere around this house, so I'm going to just talk, When we about to do what we're going to do, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, tease my mind. No. I want to know. So come on, tell me, y'all, what makes good sex?
Well, I would say that person being adventurous and switching it up.
Okay,
like,
how adventurous? Because yeah, I'm going to tell you, I have some people are a little bit too adventurous. So how adventurous are you talking?
Well,
yeah.
Dance. Okay. Well,
what do you mean by adventurous?
Well, I'm saying like at no church, no airplanes, no public cars or anything like that. But switch it up a little bit. I like
exhibitionist. We got an exhibitionist online, y'all.
No, I didn't say that. I've never been to Stone Mountain Park and went around the corner to Germany.
just saying, make it exciting.
Make it very, very interesting. Be Iron Man sometimes. Go slow when you use those hands. Don't use your mouth at all. The next time, use all your mouth,
Okay.
Okay. I'll write down.
Well, you ask.
Okay, cool. So I got somebody said they want to be touched the right way. Someone else said be adventurous, make it very interesting. Cal, what do you say? Because I think Cal is sitting at home scribbling all this down in a mad rush to get
notes.
All these
I'm
notes down.
Notes. Oh, yeah.
So, Cal, what do you say? What makes sex good?
I think it's just the chemistry. Just the vibes. Just the chemistry and all. It's a good vibe, that definitely makes it that much better. You can be attracted to somebody
you know, physically. But, you know, I think without the good vibes, you don't, just the chemistry, you know, with or without the sex, you know, it just makes you that much better. So,
yeah.
You know, definitely I think it depends how you vibe with the person, you know. I've been in, you know, encounters where I didn't vibe with them and, you know, the sex, but then you got somebody you really vibe with, you know, 9 times out of 10 you ain't breaking up because of sex, you know. So.
Okay, I'm going to throw a little bit of salt on you, though. And you know why? Because I used to be a barber in a men's barber shop, and when you guys get around talking about what's good, I ain't never damn one time heard say it was the chemistry.
What? No, I mean,
but
I'm saying, we're
not gonna share that though.
I mean, I like me a little freak, you know.
The best woman in the street and the freak in the bed.
Yeah, you know.
I hear you. What you say, Cal?
Yeah, you know, when I come home, I want you in the bed. Like, that's it, you know. Like,
okay, now he's getting real, y'all. He's getting real.
There we go.
It took them salt for it to come out of him.
Okay,
you know what? I think Cal probably got somebody that might be listening. You ain't going to get no butt whooping when you get off the phone, are you, Cal?
What did you say?
I said you ain't got nobody
listening. No.
Okay,
no,
cool.
No.
I don't want nobody getting in trouble on my Don't Be Salty show, and that has happened.
No. That's all right.
Okay,
I'm just
cool.
Enjoying what you guys are talking about. Taking notes.
All right. And so, Corey. So far, we heard touch, adventurous, be interesting. Cal said he want his lady in the bed, ready for him when he get home. What do you say, Corey?
Wherever, whenever, with full pass.
Oh.
Okay,
cool. So you want that physical energy. You know, I got somebody else that, let me see, is that a call? If I have a few callers on the line, if you want to speak, caller, just press the number 1. That's equivalent to raising your hand, and then we'll get you on the line. I have so many people that are, like, texting me, and then a few people inboxing me on Facebook. But I'm telling you guys, they were, like, scared to call in. I told them, just say your name is Sam or Sally. We ain't going to get you in trouble. But, you know, people they're listening and they're loving what you guys are saying. They really appreciate it. You know, they just don't want to speak up and everything. So
don't be
I
scared.
Really want to thank. I know, right? That's what I said. Don't be scared. Just get on here. You know, we ain't going to hurt you or nothing. Maybe
and
it might. You may, it might.
That,
but,
You know, that might be the problem, too. Like, this was about us talking about it so that they could. When else do you get to talk about it? And you hearing us talk about it and won't say nothing, you still stuck where you was at when we started this conversation.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Yep. Matter of fact, that's what Toby, that's what you said. Toby, you said if it helps somebody, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because I feel like, okay, so you listening to this and you could bring it up. Hey, baby, you know what they were talking about? And you know that thing that you do? I'm not really feeling that. Maybe we can do this instead. Or
somebody might
get love. You know. What's that?
I said somebody might not get love.
Yep.
Right.
What?
Right. You know? And then, you know, if you come to an agreement or just a disagreement, because, you know, sex has different importance to different people. You know, some
people
might look at sex has like a priority. Other people might not feel it's like a priority or whatever is that important in the relationship.
Especially in these days and times when the brother said so many wounded queens out there, you got to look at it that way and look how to approach that. Because during that time, you got to look back into the past on what wounded them, especially if you're interested in that person, because just
very
like the brothers out there, they have wounds too. And that's the whole process of bonding together is healing the wounds. So, you know, sex is just that energy. It's that energy that connects that root.
and that tree. So the first part of it is touch, that energy,
mm-hmm.
and then verbal communication, stimulating that mind,
right.
that pineal gland. You feel me?
Right.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't connect the dots that's in front of them to connect, because it's like again, very manipulative. This is very, I'm out for what I'm out after. Socially, people
mm-hmm.
are really in that lane. This what I'm trying to get. This I'm trying to get. This and sex becomes one of the manipulation tools, as
right.
opposed to being a connecting tool.
Being the one for you. You got those
yeah.
eyes. All see. You got those eyes. See past
mm-hmm.
it. Gotta
yep.
go next.
Exactly. Exactly.
Life's too short. Life is too short.
So, okay, so I just want to make sure I have it clear. Everybody is saying that basically if you're single and the sex is then you got your walking papers. But if you're married
right.
and you're in it for the long
serious.
Haul, you should make it work.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, but if the sex ain't hitting, you could say bye, Racine. You're going to be seeing the back of me, and you ain't going to be seeing the back of me in the bed. You're going to be seeing me walking down the railroad track somewhere because I'm out of here.
Yes.
For real.
It'd be cool if we had something animalistic, you know, in a way that, like, animals don't have that power of choice like we got.
Right.
So they
mm-hmm.
just do what they're going to do. We just don't go swim up this stream. What y'all doing? We don't know. We just doing it because that's what we think
right.
we're supposed to do. But if
right.
we was connected, we would avoid so many of the wrong person if there was some type of connecting something that sounded off louder than the public distractions we have now. We got something that does, but we don't be trusting it.
Yeah, in a spirit. You're right.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
in a spirit.
You're getting trained to trust your eyes. Look at your
yeah.
eyes and see
right.
what that's telling you, as opposed to that third trying to tell you, don't mess with him.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
let me just ask you guys one more quick question before I start closing out the show. Do you think porn or the society in general, like the way that they advertise sex and, you know, they just kind of glamorize sex, do you think porn and that has anything to do with a sexual relationship between people? Do you think it helps it or messes it up in any way?
To each his own.
I say that's a cop out. I think there's insecurity when you try to use that.
But do you say that it doesn't affect it at all, or it does affect it?
No, I don't think it affects it.
I just believe
I
in that one level in that person's life. And the relationship they're in.
Yeah.
You know, you got to think at what level they are in maturity in their life and what relationship they're in.
The difference, I'm about to be 46, and I had the benefit of a minimal media backdrop instructing my movement or programming my movement. With the internet and literal social media platforms engaging people in a non-intellectual way, you know, even if it ain't somebody butt naked on a post, it's still a lot of, you know what I mean, not well thought out, not smart stuff. It's kind of influencing. So I think, you know, newer generations are finding themselves in a place where they are making these decisions based off of what society is throwing at them. Like, sex is everywhere.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is talking about his position is hardening and softening. It's hardening. No,
yeah.
I think it's softening. Like, even to have the innuendo shows how far this leakage of sex, that they even had
point.
To, you know, they had to talk around it because the news people was embarrassed that he said hardening and softening. They're like, ooh, we have a very aware audience. We know he's talking in sexual terms.
Mm-hmm.
Even when President Obama was trying to get health care, what did they say he was doing with the health care? He's ramming it down our throat. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Propaganda.
Right.
Propaganda.
So Zeus said it does affect it.
Yes.
And what do you think, Cal?
For the newer generations,
the whole
uh-huh.
new generation definitely affects.
So, like,
I mean,
younger people, it does?
Hey, of course. course.
Mm-hmm.
And with the generation
mm-hmm.
after them, it could be even worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about,
all they know.
Like, now I'm gonna throw a little monkey wrench in Jalea's theory of, you know, the mental and all that. Okay, I believe you can connect mentally and have great sex and all that. And this is for,
right.
like, maybe somebody who's not so young. What if you're connected mentally and all that? That's great. That's going good. You know, they touch you and they touch your mind and they touch your butt and all that, and you don't have great sex.
Right.
What if that person is also, you know, loving porn whenever you're not around or whatever? What do you say then, Jalea? I mean, do you get offended by that or do you embrace that? Because I have somebody who just texted me and said, porn does affect the relationship. A lot of people have sex while thinking about someone else. Ooh, okay.
Yes, yes. Especially in a committed, if you're in a committed relationship and you guys have not discussed that or haven't brought that into the relationship, that could be offensive. That could be offensive to one or the other. It's almost like cheating. You downstairs
but
on the computer, or she on the other thing. You got to think about it.
Ain't
you got to discuss that with your partner. Pardon me?
It ain't a lot of older people just now starting to look at porn though. They was looking
no,
at it before
right.
that jump off happened.
True.
Like you said, if they didn't
right.
bring that to the table and say, hey, you know,
there you go.
I kind of dig porn a lot. then she could say, well, yeah, because I go ham on X videos. And it's getting to the point where they won't even show up for me now. I click a video and they stay buffering. Oh, girl, he back. Stay buffering. Don't load up. He stay buffering. He back.
Oh,
10 minutes.
Oh, shoot. Here he come again. Oh, wow.
It was a portal
and
athlete.
Here he comes again.
Yeah, there he comes. There he goes.
No, here he comes.
Give him the gold
and here
medal.
He comes.
Is he drinking coconut water all day?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Yeah, because, you know, I bring that up because, just like Zoo said, some people are into that and, you know, they might not tell you up front, oh, yeah, you know what, I really, really like porn, regardless if I'm having sex with you or not. And then, you know, here they are connecting with you on that mental level, but then whenever they get a chance, they still digging at porn. And some women feel offended and say, oh, my God, it's like cheating on me. Some other women are like, baby, tell me, we'll watch it together. So I think it still kind of just depends on the person as well, too.
Yeah, that's the move, watching it together. That's the move. I mean, whether it's porno or golf, if you're made it into
right.
it, you know, don't be so, I don't rock with that. This is who you said you're trying to be with.
There you go. Right.
Investigate it a little bit.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show with me tonight. I mean, I had all new panelists tonight. I'm so psyched that you guys joined me. I had Jalea, Tovia, Corey, Zuma Miller, and Cal Hamilton. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Can I go down the list really quick and you guys give people your contact information? Just how to contact you?
Indeed.
Yes.
Jalea, how can everybody contact you if they want to know about your book or the clothing line? Jalea Rain is an author. Can you tell us how to contact you?
Jalea Rain at facebook.com, Jalea Rain at SoundCloud, at Twitter, and I am on Instagram. My eyewear will be coming out in October in my book. Jalea Rain, The Gemini Project, will be coming out also in October to follow the second two of the series.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Jalea, for joining us. Tovia,
thank you.
Can you tell us how to contact you, Miss Actress Tovia Spain?
Yes, you can find me on Tovia Spain on Facebook or Tovia24 on Instagram and also on Snapchat. And you can also hashtag Sushi House group, and you can find everything I blog.
Okay, cool. Now, don't be surprised when somebody be like, hey, Tovia, I heard you want somebody adventurous, baby. Check me out. Because you know how guys are.
And I'm going to hit them with the most ugliest picture that I can find on the internet to make them be scared to ever inbox somebody again.
About, come on, baby, I got something interesting.
They will go to that secret box.
Cal Hamilton is a comedian out on the West Coast. Cal, how can everybody contact you?
I'm definitely on Facebook. I'm Cal, K-A-L Hamilton. My Instagram, Cal Hamilton Comedy. Everything, Google Cal Hamilton. I'm out here.
Okay.
All right.
And Corey, last but not least, Corey Zuman Miller, how can they contact you, Corey?
What's happening? My number is 6-7. Nah. Zuman.
Somebody probably said, damn.
Wow. I know, right? Zuman Miller. Zuman Miller on Facebook. I'm over 5,000, so my fan page is open. Go to that. Post the same thing on there. Zuman Miller on Instagram. I'm going to be in South Carolina in Charleston for the Mr. SOE, Most Races, not racist, the one with the most races, the most racist show in South Carolina. And we're picking up the second half of the Cat Williams tour, Conspiracy Theory Tour, starting in October.
Oh, cool. Sounds great. I really, really, really want to thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you guys taking out time. And, you know, I know it's so late, and you guys always are, you know, you're busy and everything. You have busy schedules, so I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody for listening, calling in. The show will air on Max Radio. It's a venture by Maxine Jones. It will air during the week. My name is Racine Tides. You can check me out at my website, which is Think Blessed, just thinkblessed.com, and you can see, you know, a little bit about what I do. I usually have the show at a venue, but right now I'm so happy that Maxine gave me this platform to reach another whole audience. And I hope you guys will join me again sometime.
Yes, I would love to.
Great. All right, I'm loving it. Sounds like a plan. I really appreciate you guys, and have a good night. You guys, don't be
salty.
All right,
peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace, y'all.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Welcome back to Don't Be Salty on Our Relationship. Grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered all tonight. My panelists ain't sweating your confessions. Comedians answering light-hearted questions. Gonna tell you my thoughts that's on my mind. If you don't like it, don't be salty. Where's the salt you need on you? I said my auntie, you know this. Do you salty? Man, you so salty.
Long distance relationship kind of strengthened because
She must be a cheater.
That's
bird from a cheater.
That's just the phrase, I sense makes the heart grow.
That's a lie.
Under.